The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, it's great that you can drive anywhere now with the help of Google Maps or sat navs, but how much should you trust them? Road safety charities have been warning drivers to be cautious of what their sat navs say, and particularly around reroutes that take drivers down rural roads. And we are joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Good evening to you, Geraldine. This is the thing, isn't it? I have thought on occasion that my Google Maps, for example, is actually taking the piss out of me, because I'd be driving down one of the major roads, one of the motorways, and maybe from Dublin to Cork, and it takes me off at an exit and brings me back on at the next exit, and takes me off at an exit and makes me back on at the next exit. Not because there's traffic or anything. It's like it's just having a laugh.
I've been there, Ciara. I appreciate that one, definitely. Yeah, essentially, Google Maps prioritises the fastest route. So they're not actually worried about your comfort, and they're not worried about anything else. So they're trying to find constantly, and they're recalibrating constantly to find you the fastest route. And it's not always the best route. So, I mean, I've done that. I've sometimes, you know, slavishly followed it and discovered I've saved myself 3 minutes, but I've been on some sort of a back road, and I've, you know, it's taken a huge amount of energy to just adjust to this windy road maybe at night, and you think to yourself, why did I bother when I could have just sat in my car and just put up with the congestion that was only actually going to go on for about 10 minutes? So you have to be careful of the fact that its priority is fast, it's speed only.
And is it even accurate on that score? Because I would suggest that I have been rerouted by it on occasion to slower routes than if I had a sat put. Do you know whatever road I was already on? So I'm sort of skeptical that even the speed thing is necessarily correct.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. Now, technically, it is supposed to be, that's what they're doing. They're recalibrating, as I said, all of these various points from A to B to get you the fastest route. But occasionally, I mean, I've even in town been sent on a route and it might be different to the one I'd normally use, so I'll ignore it. And then it'll actually recalibrate and say, no, actually, I'm 2 minutes quicker. And you think, yeah, why were you bothering and where were you going?
That's kind of what I mean. Because when you ignore the route, because you kind of go, look, I'm just going to stay on the one I know, and you then it recalibrates back. Instead of being, I'm going to arrive at 6:34, I'm going to now arrive at 6:32 by staying on my own route. So are there glitches in the matrix, I'm asking you?
Yeah, there obviously is from that sense. But where I find it's incredibly reliable is if you are on a motorway and you see, you know, that red stretch ahead of you, that suddenly you see that congestion and it's telling you to get off, you know, at the next exit. And there's quite a gap between those exits. So if you make an error and you decide not to abide by Google, you can be very sorry when you find yourself in a 40 minute congestion. So for something like that, I definitely think yes. Now, obviously, the Road Smart charity in the UK are actually advising drivers not to do that when you're being sent off to rural roads, because they're statistically more dangerous roads. And obviously, if you're sitting there and 50 others get the same warning and you're all on those rural roads, that changes even, you know, the profile of risk gets even worse. But at the same time, it's hard to tell people not to do it if it's going to save them 30 or 40 minutes, you know, depending on the congestion. So I think the message really is to just be always aware of the roads you're on and don't blindly follow sat-nav. If it does send you off on a different route, have a good look around it. Don't be just, you know, road kind of type blindness and just drift off. My sat nav told me to go from the motorway to this, so it must be fine. Just be aware of the road signs, the markings, you know, and all of those things.
You're quite right, though. Sometimes when you are coming to the tail end of that red stripe on the M50 or something, and it starts telling you to head off to, I don't even know where, Saggart or somewhere that you weren't expecting to go, and you're there, it sends you and another 45 cars. So that kind of, I sometimes think you're just, am I wrong in thinking that sitting put and just idling the time away and offering it up is sometimes a better option?
Yeah, I think it depends on the frame of mind. You know, that as I said, sometimes it's exhausting taking those back roads. As you say, you're competing then with another God knows how many drivers, and you're all on this back road, and then the congestion just moves somewhere else. But I think it just depends. Sometimes you're just not in the mood for sitting still, and actually just moving makes you feel better. But other times, I mean, you could be sitting back listening to the Hard Shoulder, you know, you could be just relaxing and enjoying
it.
It really depends.
I do think sometimes there are errors, but those errors could be major. I'm sometimes wondering, have I sometimes clicked a route and accidentally hit something saying no motorways or no tolls or something? Because I have definitely been sent on very peculiar routes. And we were talking about that today in the office, and one of our production team were saying that they ended up on a cycle path on a cliff over on the Wild Atlantic Way that they had been sent on by their Google Maps, and that it was, or their whatever map they were using, and they were like, holy hell, this is not a good road for us to be on. But sometimes you can actually shoot yourself in the foot, can't you, the way you choose things.
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's all sorts of fuel saving. You know, you can pick a fuel saving route if you have a particular type of car. And you can choose no motorways and only back roads and stuff like that. So that could be ticking around in the background and you're not aware of it. But as I said, you just have to be careful because it's not a perfect system. No. And it does sometimes decide for the sake of 30 seconds that actually, you know, you would get there faster if you do this. And, you know, it's, I mean, I think everybody who relies on Google Maps has been sent on some bizarre route at some stage.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, and sometimes you know you've been sent on a bizarre route because if you're driving on something that has grass up the middle of the road and it's telling you it's the quickest road, I'm not sure it is. Before I let you go, Ger, we are asking people for their memories of the World Cup today. I know you are a particularly massive soccer fan.
Oh, I'm absolutely huge. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't hate the World Cup. I just enjoy not watching it. It's as simple as that.
No interest whatsoever.
None whatsoever. I grew up in a house of like sport fanatics. I mean, morning, noon and night. So you could only go one of either way. Either you embraced it or you just said, never, never, never. Is it coming to my house? So as a result, no, the World Cup would just exist completely without me.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Geraldine Herbert there, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.